Welcome to Short Take. Actress Lea Drinder became known to a wider audience in 2021 with her first major role in We Children from Bahnhof Zoo. She was nominated for the German Acting Award Best Newcomer the same year. For her role in the series Becoming Charlie, in which she played the first non-binary character on German television, Lea received the Hessian Film Award, the New Faces Award and the Daphne, and was also nominated for the Grimme Award for Outstanding Acting Performance and the German Television Award for Best Actress. In 2023, Lea starred in the high-end fantasy series The Griffin, followed by Wer wir sind and the miniseries Night in Paradise and City of Blood, both in 2024. She is currently starring as Wanda in Where's Wanda? This year, Lea has been selected as one of German film's face-to-face ambassadors. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hi, Lea.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Feeling a bit tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling breezy and lighthearted and excited and caffeinated and a bit dizzy.
Okay. Interesting combination. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I think it's great to do things, but sometimes I feel it's necessary to just be and not try and force anything to happen.
Do you have a secret obsession, that one that you're willing to share?
I mean, maybe. I guess I do have a very strong urge to spend time thinking about clothes. It's a two-sided sort of situation. I love it. And at the same time, it's frustrating me to think about it, even because now it's like fashion week time. And everywhere I look, it's fashion, and it's frustrating me a bit. So I guess it's a sort of obsession that I'm trying to get maybe rid of.
What is the favorite job you've done? Obviously, it can be film-related or TV-related, but it doesn't have to be.
I only had one job that wasn't acting. That was when I was 15. I worked in like a sausage food truck. And I wouldn't say that was my favorite job. Probably one of the projects I did a couple of years ago, which is called Becoming Charlie. I think it was my favorite because I really found myself as a performer, and it was just so chaotic and so energetic and very passionate project. So I guess that would be my favorite.
Mm-hmm. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Friendships are so precious because of their longevity. Most of the time, or at least my friendships have been going on for such a long time. My closest friends, I've known them since school, even primary school, one of them. And so they've really seen most of me. They've seen all the ups and downs, the good parts, the bad parts, the difficulty I've had on my path. And that's just something you can't explain to anybody. It's either you've seen it or you haven't. Mm-hmm. And also the loyalty that I also feel strong towards my friends.
Now a bit of a left field question. What is your favorite food? And it can be a dish or it can be a cuisine.
My favorite food? Oh, I mean, I haven't had paella in a very long time. My mom is Spanish, and we come from like a place where people eat a lot of paella. So, Valencia. And I haven't had that in such a long time, and I really would love to have a big plate of paella at the moment.
If you weren't an actress, what would you be?
I've thought about doing an apprenticeship, becoming a cobbler. I think that's a very fascinating job. I really like people. I like working with my hands. I already have an apprenticeship in like woodworking, and I love when I go into like a cobbler's shop, you know, and it smells like glue and leather, and and the noise that they make is like pounding on wood with hammers and polishing and all that. I really, really love it. And I guess if I could, I'd love to learn how to make shoes.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Oh, I would love to speak Russian. I would really love to be able to read and speak Russian, just because there's a lot of books that I would like be able to read in their original form and language. Yeah. And I think it's a very beautiful language. I like the way it sounds. And Russian culture fascinates me.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, and maybe also something that you watched that moved you as an audience member?
Oh, there's so many memories of watching movies and touching and changing me. I mean, I have so many good memories of just sitting in front of a TV and suddenly feeling something that I'd never felt before, just because what was happening on screen was so soulful to me and so moving. I couldn't even say what kind of memory it is. It's just a very strong sense of freedom and strength. There's a movie called Whale Rider.
I love that.
Couldn't say what kind of memory it is. I just know I feel very strongly about that movie. Same goes for, you know, Amelie.
Mm-hmm.
That one also. Every time I hear the soundtrack, I start to cry. And I couldn't even tell you why, because it makes me very happy.
Those are two great choices. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I started reading Woman in the Dunes because I got it for my birthday. That was a couple of months ago. But I only read a couple of pages. I'm not very deep in her. And the last book I finished reading was Bulgakov's Master and Margarita.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
No, I don't like heroes and heroines. I don't really feel that way about people.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
I just watched one yesterday, September 5 until 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I guess there's just a bunch of good stuff coming and I'm excited to go and watch it.
And do you have any recommendations of German, maybe upcoming talent or already established talent, maybe someone you worked for?
Yeah, I do. There's three people that come to mind that I would always want to everybody to know about. One is a directress called Stella Markert. I shot a movie with her last year and it's called Danke für nichts. So it's called Thank You for Nothing in English. I don't know if that will be the English title, but it's the literal translation. She's fantastic. She's very funny and very witty and like a Greta Gerwig type. So that would be one person. Then Malaya Takida is a great friend of mine, actress, and she has been working on some wonderful projects as well. And Julia Windischbauer is another woman that I appreciate and admire. She's an actress, directress, producer, everything at once. And she just launched her debut film, I guess, which I was also fortunate enough to be a part of. A little cameo action in there. This would be my three upcoming rising already stars, but not yet at the level they definitely deserve.
Okay, thanks for the recommendations. And now we're going to pivot a little bit and get a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
That's a very hard question for me. I don't really tend to appreciate myself very
much.
No, but that's okay. You know, it's not in a bad way. I'm very happy to be me and I love being myself. I mean, I'm very happy to just be, and I'm happy that I was given the chance to be a human in this world. So I guess maybe I'm thankful. I appreciate the fact that I have a body and I'm able to walk on this earth and do the things I do for work and in life in general.
Which makes the next question maybe a little bit tricky. What do you dislike about yourself?
I dislike my shyness sometimes. But on the other hand, like I said, I like it because then I have my stuff going on in my head and my heart, and so it's just fine.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I don't really regret, to be honest. It's not something I do very much. Because things happen for a reason. You wouldn't be where you are if you didn't do the things you did. So
no regrets.
No regrets.
Perfect. Which random thing makes you happy?
Oh, tons of stuff make me happy. I love when I'm outside or going in the metro, U-Bahn, and like a child stares at me and I stare back, and we sort of have this very innocent connection happening, and just like looking at each other. That's something that makes me very happy. It's like chubby children. I like when a child is a bit chubby. Mm-hmm. I like birds. I like cats. I like them. Mm-hmm. I like when there's just a little bit of sun. I like nice shadows. I like when the sun is just at the right angle, and you sort of start to see beautiful shadows on walls and buildings. The feeling of spring coming.
Yeah.
That's happening right now. That's exciting.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
I don't. No.
Fair enough. And we're already at the last question. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Maybe like either somebody that doesn't make sense at all, like like completely random. I think if ever any part of me would turn into a movie, I would really want it to be super abstract. I wouldn't want anybody to know that it was supposedly about me. Somebody that not like me at all, I guess. Or nobody. Maybe I don't think I should be turned into a movie, probably. It would be a very Lynchian movie, I think. It would be very confusing.
Understandably so. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Leah. It was a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, it was a pleasure for me, too. Thank you for having me today.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.